Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And are you ready to feel good? Because it is Friday afternoon after all. And although we're not there yet, spring is definitely in the air. And my regular guest, art publicist and specialist, Bronwyn Hershovitz, is with me. Bronwyn, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi there. Yes, spring is definitely here. It's much warmer. It's a little drier, but I'm really, really enjoying the summer weather, I must be honest. So a lot to be curious about.
Yeah, for me, it's the jasmine, the smell of jasmine.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure we're all going to have our hay fever and all that, but and our sinus issues. But it's so worth it.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Bring it on.
Yeah, I've got my nasal sprays ready. So let's do this.
Bronwyn, the last time we spoke, we were all excited about the upcoming Olympics, and it's come and gone.
I know. Can you believe it? It's so weird how time flies. And I know it's come and gone and we know all the winners, but I really, you know, this is feel good and I want to always celebrate achievements. And I just thought it would be so nice to recap all the awards and the proudly South African and Israeli athletes who did so well and achieved so much. It was such an interesting Olympics, but like I said, I want to focus on the achievements. And so, yeah, South Africa did really well. We got one gold, three silvers, and two bronzes. Did you watch the Olympics at all?
Absolutely.
And obviously the gymnastics was
I
your
loved it.
favorite.
And it was on a Friday. And it was on Women's Day.
Okay. Yes, of
I mean,
course.
what good luck is that?
I know, right? It was meant to be. It was planned, hey? So, yeah, no, we so well. And as always, you know, we do well in swimming. And Tatiana Smith won again this year. Well, in this round of Olympics, she won in 2020. She won a gold and a silver in Tokyo. And she won a gold and silver in the 100 meter and 200 meter breaststroke, respectively, again. So she's just such a champion. And it's just so proud to just see her achieve so much. And then, of course, the men's four times 100 meter relay team and javelinist Joanne van Dijk received the two other silver medals. I don't know if you watched that relay team. They were so incredible and so lovely to watch. And just when you talk about beautiful energy, they really, really just oozed it. So I'm so proud of them. And then our men's rugby sevens team and mountain biker Alan Hatherley won the two bronzes. So overall, I mean, you kind of expect the rugby sevens team to win something because, you know, they do so well. And yeah, it was just such so wonderful for these South African athletes to bring these medals home. And what an achievement. And then, of course, Israel won a total of seven medals. It wasn't their biggest delegation, but they ended up being the most decorated team in the country's history, which is so wonderful. And of course, if we want to look at numbers, you know, seven being a lucky number or, you know, whatever the numerologists say. And Israel got one gold, five silver and one bronze. It was three medals for judo, two for sailing and two for gymnastics. And I watched that gymnastics feat and there was obviously a whole lot of controversy around it, but well done to that lady and to the athletes. So just another community proudly Israel moment as well. So yeah, well done to both teams.
That was it was really beautiful. It was really, really great to feel so, so proud.
Yeah. It really is wonderful. And I think that's the point of the sports. And I think that's the point of the Olympics is to unite people and to bring them together. And, you know, I think this is what it did with some people. So, yay. That's all I can say. Good on the Olympics in that respect.
We have a new Miss South Africa, Bronwyn.
Oh, yes. So lovely. Her name's Mia LaRue. She's the first deaf woman to be crowned Miss South Africa. And in her acceptance speech, she said she hoped her victory would help those who felt excluded from society to achieve their wildest dreams. And my hairdresser is actually hard of hearing, and I saw her the other day, and she just said how amazing it is for her to have somebody like that in such a prolific role representing the deaf community, because it really just shows you that it doesn't matter, you know, your limitations are all in your mind. And she's really lovely. I've watched interviews with her. She is so full of fun. She's so lovely. She actually hails from Sasolburg in the Free State. She was raised in Oudtshoorn in the Western Cape. She's 28 years old. And she's really been open about her challenges growing up and being diagnosed with this profound hearing loss. And she does have a cochlear implant that helps her to perceive sound. But she's so lovely. I don't know if you've seen footage with her. She's just chayn. You know the word chayn. There's just that chayn that comes out of her. So yes, I think it's so important to have representation, and I also think it's important to really change the beauty expectations, you know. To say that beauty isn't just one thing, it's many things. And she is beautiful anyway, but you know, it's just so wonderful to see things changing. And I mean, let's see how this competition changes over the years.
Absolutely. And then Bronwyn, put me out of my misery. Who is the Jewish father and son duo that will be hosting the Emmys?
So come drum roll. Yes, I didn't want to tell you. I wanted this to be a surprise for you. So it's the Schitt's Creek father and son, Eugene Levy and Dan Levy.
Oh, I am so excited.
So of course, you know, everyone knows Eugene Levy from the 80s. I mean, he hasn't aged, let's be honest. And then they won an Emmy for that Canadian comedy called Schitt's Creek. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It's brilliant. And he actually appeared in that series, that comedy series, with his son Dan and daughter Sarah. And he just beamed at how amazing it was to work with both his kids. And his wife also worked in the program. I don't know if she had like a very small role or she was behind the scenes, but it really became like a family project, which is really, really so beautiful. So now this year, they're going to be hosting the 2024 Emmy Awards, and it's so exciting because they're so lovely together and funny together. You know, they're just these caricatures almost. So it's really, I think, going to be quite remarkable to watch. It's the 76th Emmy Awards, and they're actually Eugene is actually up for an Emmy. He was nominated for his Apple TV series, The Reluctant Traveler, with Eugene Levy. So he might even win, which will really be lovely.
Wow. When is
And
it,
in fact, in this,
Bronwyn?
I don't have the exact dates. I must actually just find out. I couldn't find the exact dates. I think this was just a pre announcement release, but we will definitely talk about it in the weeks to come and build up to it, of course. But just going into this the series on Apple TV, The Reluctant Traveler, he actually talks about his Jewish roots. His mother was actually well from Scotland, which is quite interesting. And she spent her childhood there before she immigrated to Canada. So he actually visits Scotland, and he goes to the places where his mother was born, and you know, spent her days as a young child. And so it's really nice that he also looks at that history, which is quite stunning. So let's see if he also wins the Emmy. That would be exciting.
Absolutely. And I think we've got time for Jewish joy.
Yeah, so remember we spoke about Jewish joy, and we spoke about celebrating Jewish joy. You know, we always, you know, unfortunately, it's always about the Soros and the mourning, and we've just finished the 9 days. And but I think it's important for us to also celebrate our Jewish joy, and that is the things we love about being Jewish. And, you know, we challenged listeners to write in to you to share their Jewish joy with you. So I want to encourage everyone to do that. I know it was quite a while ago that we did this, and I'd love to carry on with it. So I'm going to ask you, Cherise, what is your Jewish joy this week?
Ooh, let me think. What is my Jewish joy? Limud. Limud is coming up,
Of course,
Bronwyn.
Limud's coming.
And that for me is
I
such
know,
a
and I'm
highlight
so
on the
excited.
Jewish calendar. And I'm actually off there soon. And I'm so excited for the weekend because it's just an opportunity to literally, they've got it right, explore your Jewish journey. And there's so many
Yeah.
exciting speakers that I really am looking forward to it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Maybe we must discuss it at our next session. I can't make it. I'm working the whole weekend, but yeah, it looks really exciting. And yeah, I think we should maybe touch on some of the talks that you attend. I think that'd
Oh,
be
that would
really
be
wonderful.
great. What is your Jewish joy, Bronwyn?
My Jewish joy. So my little nephew is turning 2 in a week's time, and that's my Jewish joy as an aunt. He is so wonderful, and it's just so lovely watching my nephews grow up. But yeah, 2 years old, and he's the sweetest thing, and that's my Jewish joy as a Jewish aunt.
Oh, that is beautiful. And on that note, Bronwyn, we unfortunately have to end it.
No, but enjoy your limud and spread the Jewish joy.
Thank you, and we will speak in 2 weeks' time.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to it. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
That was Bronwyn Hershovitz, a Jewish publicist and specialist, and she is back again in 2 weeks' time with our feel-good slot.